Photography came over looking puzzled, and he said, "Why were you sneering? I thought you were supposed to smile." "I was smiling," I said. "No, sneering," he said. I looked in a mirror and smiled. I was sneering. My upper lip drooped lazily over my teeth, and no matter how I tried, I couldn't form an actual smile. The problem was my frenum. I no longer had one. In case you're not familiar with your frenum, it's just above your front teeth between the gum and the inside of the upper lip. If you put your tongue at the top of your gums above your front teeth, you'll feel a slim bit of connective tissue. Or at least you will if a barking dentist hasn't been in your mouth. The tissue is called the maxillary labial frenum, and he had severed mine. The procedure was one he had invented. It enabled him to pull a flap of gum tissue down over the socket of the front tooth he had extracted. The idea was to give the socket a fresh blood supply while it healed. He was proud of his invention, and it seemed perfectly suitable for the gum's blood supply, but not so good for using my face in movies. Without my frenum, my upper lip just hung there like a scalloped drape in the window of an old hotel. After the movie shoot, I called them and explained with saintly patience that I made a living with my face and sometimes I